KSL News Time is now 6:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning, and things improving at least a little bit, Andy Farnsworth.
They are, and in fact, it really depends on where you are as to what kind of road conditions you're going to hit through the Salt Lake Valley from Draper to downtown. The roads are dry. Once you get into downtown, that's where the roads are wet. I-15 from about 21st South to the 6th South exit. You'll also see a little bit of wet conditions along I-80 as you head from the airport into Salt Lake City. But Bankator Highway already off to a better start today than we had yesterday. Eric Butler?
We are just getting a report of a southbound I-15 crash just before the turnoff to 201 right around 1800 South. Right now in Utah County, we've got dry roads, no problems on I-15. What's the situation up north, Heather?
Well, if you're on I-15, the wettest road conditions you're going to have is between Clearfield and downtown Salt Lake City, and some areas still have water puddling up on it, so it's a definitely need to slow down your speeds. But the good news is those earlier crashes in Farmington and Woods Cross are gone, and we're sort of back to normal speeds for what you would have on these wet roads. But Legacy Parkway a bit heavier than normal, as a lot of people took that instead of I-15. Celebrate autumn at Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest. Escape for Oktoberfest getaway package, including lodging, breakfast, and an all-day activities pass from $100 per person per night. Details at snowbird.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.